What happened in Anaconda, Montana in the early 1980s was neither unusual nor unique. As Michael Malone and others have shown, deindustrialization followed a fairly consistent pattern in the Western metals industry. Across the Intermountain West in the 1970s and 1980s, metal production facilities that had been in operation for most of the 20th century were purchased by giant petroleum companies. The energy crisis and rich new oil field discoveries had bloated the oil industry with profit, and many of them felt a move into metal mining would be a promising and not altogether difficult venture. For Anaconda, Montana, this event came in 1977, when the Atlantic Richfield Company, or ARCO, transformed profits from a huge oil discovery in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, into a new division of mining and metal production. They absorbed whole cloth the then struggling Anaconda Company, including the smelting works in Anaconda. While the sale was met with initial trepidation by residents of the city, the new corporate owners were quick to assure its employees that it would be business as usual in the Anaconda smelter. But like many of the metal production centers that had undergone similar ownership changes, the promise of an industrial future soon proved hollow. ARCO would quickly discover that a petroleum corporation could not simply transfer its management systems from petroleum to metals. Despite sharing the similar descriptive name of mining, oil production and copper production are two very different kinds of activity. Further, the cost of labor in Montana's highly unionized communities encouraged the search for cheaper labor elsewhere. Finally, new federal legislation placed expensive environmental protection requirements on the operation of the mining and smelting facilities. By 1980, these factors had proven to be too expensive and risky for the oil giant. On September 30th, 1980, the fateful announcement was made. Smelting would cease once and for all in the city, and the smelters would be sold for scrap. Like many communities facing a similar tragedy, the town of Anaconda descended quickly into decline. 1,000 striking smelter workers awoke jobless on October 1st. The impact rippled out across the community. In the weeks ahead, local merchants began cutting pay and hours where they didn't go under altogether. 36 businesses surveyed by the local Chamber of Commerce in December 1980 had laid off an average of 20% of their workforce. The closure was devastating to the community, Anaconda's current city manager, Cheryl Beatty, remembers. Every other store was empty. We lost a lot of jobs and $6 million from the tax base. Residents and laid-off smelter workers, unwilling to risk their future on the town, took up to 30% losses on their homes and moved elsewhere. The smelting city began a rapid disintegration under the centrifugal force of industrial collapse.